Licking County Transit has announced the launch of their number 4 earthwork circulator starting January 6th, marking their fourth deviated fixed route. All four routes will connect at their transfer location at the LMH Medical Campus, making transfers easier than ever. Officials say the route will provide a vital connection between Newark and Heath. Westerville is temporarily tweaking its city meetings. Beginning January 1st, all city public meetings will move from council chambers to Mayor's Court at the Westerville Justice Center, located at 229 Huber Ridge Boulevard. Westerville City Hall is still getting a makeover, and when it reopens, residents will enjoy a streamlined customer service experience. The Better Business Bureau is offering some advice when returning items after Christmas. You should save receipts and gift receipts and check the store's return policy. You should also be aware of Christmas return scams because more retailers extend the return time but won't accept returns indefinitely. If you have return concerns, contact the BBB. I'm Eric Brown reporting. Fairfield County Foundation has made it possible for the less fortunate to have a Christmas dinner and other meals during the holiday season. The foundation distributed $50,000 in grants to 16 local food pantries before the holiday season began. Food pantries in Pickerington, Rushville, and Bremen were thankful for the extra support. Veteran football coach Scott Spittler is expected to become the head football coach at Fredericktown High School. Spittler was last at Lucas High School as their head football coach. The hiring is still pending approval by the Fredericktown Board of Education at their next meeting. New Albany city leaders say they're wrapping up the South Harlem Roadway Improvements Project. Crews widened the roadway and installed a separated leisure trail along the east side of the road. Some minor restoration work will take place this coming spring. I'm Eric Brown reporting.